Hey, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for another Organic Christianity. My name is Matt Jones. I am the preaching minister here at the Hilldale Church of Christ. And we are continuing this series of looking at the Beatitudes we find in Revelation. Remember, we often see those Beatitudes in the gospel account, specifically Matthew chapter 5, when Jesus is beginning the Sermon on the Mount. But it's really cool how towards the end of our New Testament, we see John in the book of Revelation bringing out these Beatitudes or these blessed are those statements. Now, last week I made a mistake. For some reason, said there was only four of these Beatitudes, but there's actually seven. Kind of seems cool why there is seven, and maybe God is doing that on purpose with the number seven and how important it is in the book of Revelation. But last week we discussed Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Now, what I want to do is look at Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. Another one of these blessed are those statements. Notice what John says here. He says, I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, for their deeds will follow them. Blessed are those who die in the Lord. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. You see, this is another encouragement from John as he is encouraging these people who are going through harsh persecution under the Roman Empire that, hey, you're blessed if you get to die in the Lord. And the reason is he says that they may find rest from their labors because their deeds follow them. You know, later on in Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13, when we have that judgment scene happening, unfolding, we see the books opened up, one of them being the Book of Life, and then we see that it's almost in this scene that our judgment is starting to happen, and the deeds that we have done in this life are what are written. You see, that's what John is even referring to here, that their deeds, their righteous acts, those who are saints who have died in the Lord, they have been able to withstand this Roman persecution. They stood up for Jesus when people were trying to have them turn away from him. That's when he is trying to, or that's what he's encouraging them with. This hope that what you're doing now, the harsh persecution that you're undergoing, the righteous acts that you're doing every single day in and day out that you're living for Jesus, that's going to follow you. And you're ultimately going to find rest from this weary world. But for those who don't live righteously, who don't follow Jesus, who don't die in the Lord, they don't find rest. They find torment. And it's a constant reminder to us as well that even as you go throughout the rest of the New Testament, you'll find where Paul brings up multiple times that we will be judged by what we do. Romans chapter 2, verses 6 through 8, the idea that if we want to live this life where we are not living according to what God wants for us, we're going to be judged that way with wrath. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, he talks about how we are judged by what we do. You know, even the preacher in Ecclesiastes, Solomon, talks about we need to live according to God's purpose because we will be judged by those actions. It's a constant reminder that every day, as we are striving to live for Jesus and we are putting his words on our heart so that we know how he wants us to live, that we keep doing that. We keep living how he wants us to live. We live righteously because in the end, the saints find rest from their labors. John was encouraging these Christians, and I want to encourage you today to think about how you're living. Think about who you're living for, because in the end, we want to be found with our names in the book of life. Thank you again for tuning in to one of these Beatitudes found in the book of Revelation. I hope this has been encouraging to you, and next week we're going to continue with Revelation chapter 16, so stay tuned. Again, I hope you have a blessed week.